Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you're just joining us or just waking up, the big news here in Connecticut is a sports story. And it is that the reports are, and we haven't been able to confirm, but there's multiple reports that Jim Mora is going to leave UConn football to be the next coach at Colorado State. They're in the Mountain. What is it? What's the name of the conference, Matt? Mountain West. And they're going into the Pac-12, which has been decimated by defections, but is building back up with the likes of Colorado State and Boise State. And someone who wrote about exactly 10 days ago in the Hartford Current, if you're a loyal subscriber, you can go to current.com right now and read it. 10 days ago, Don Mamore wrote, "Enjoy the moment, UConn fans. The coach poachers will be coming for Jim Mora." And, it's obvious that you take a program that a lot of people think was you can't win at. No conference, stadium 35 minutes from campus. A lot of negatives, right? A basketball school, and he came in, and he's won, and he's going to go to a pretty big bowl game this year. Got 3 votes in the AP poll. Don Mamore joins us now, Brian and Company from the Hartford Current. And again, go to current.com to read his stuff, including that article. Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you very much for remembering that 10 days ago. I know people have a short memory for those things, but I appreciate you. You bringing that up.
Yeah, well, we read everything you write, Dom. And obviously, you wouldn't have written it if it wasn't a clear possibility.
Well, yeah.
Did you have knowledge of anything then, or just was obvious?
No, you didn't have to be Nostradamus to predict that. Coaches move around. That's what happens everywhere. And I don't blame them either. You know, the Penn State was deep in the playoffs last year, and their coach didn't even survive one bad season. He was gone by the middle of the season. So, you know, coaches are, you know, they're fired summarily almost everywhere. So I don't blame a coach for striking while the iron's hot and going to coach in a place. And I think my guess, you know, as you mentioned, the Mountain West and the Pac-12 and all that, my guess is that this is a move that has as much to do with where Jim wants to live and than anything else, because that's the part of the country that he loves.
Well, because I feel like, you know, there were rumors about Cal Berkeley, which is probably a bigger job. I mean, he could have gotten a bigger job, right?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, he could. It's certainly possible. There are a lot of power conference openings. I know I believe the apple of his eye has always been his alma mater, Washington. He would love to have a chance to coach there. But, you know, he is 64, and it might not be as easy for a power conference team to sell that hire, you know. So I don't know if he would have gotten some opportunities. I imagine, though, with so many openings, he would have. But, you know, I think, again, I think this is a place he wants to live.
Yeah.
I think that if I had to, I don't know that for a fact, but if I had to guess, I would say that you know, this is a place he wants to live.
Well, he's probably going to double his salary. He's making 1.5 this year. The fired coach was making 1.9. If they're going to the Pact, I mean, I'm sure he's going to make at least $2.5 million on this first year deal.
Although he would have made that at UConn if he stayed, he would have gotten a raise for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he was due to make 2.4 in 2028. So, I mean, but that aside, you know, there's a couple of questions here that I want to focus on. Number one is because you wrote also you held him accountable about how, you know, he was pretty grumpy about media coverage, and obviously he grated about the fact there was a basketball school sometimes, although Hurley's been very generous with him in the media. Was he frustrated here? Was he unhappy?
You know, I think having covered the NFL like I did, and I go back to this a lot with Jim Mora, he's very much like an NFL coach, you know, like his dad was and he was. And other NFL coaches that I've been around, is that, you know, he can be very grumpy in the moment. And I think in moments of frustration, you know, when he first got here and UConn was trying to figure out how to function as an independent, you know, and they were scheduling these guarantee games where they were going to like Michigan or Tennessee and getting clobbered for a paycheck, you know, he put a stop to that, or they've put a stop to that, you know, in the last couple of years. You know, and I think there were moments when he was frustrated with the situation, you know, with the and the idea that, you know, people just don't have the passion for college football in this part of the country, not just Connecticut,
right,
but in this part of the country. So I think he probably was frustrated with that at times. But I think overall, he was pretty, I mean, he was rejuvenated here. You know, he was out of coaching for 4 years and, you know, UConn threw him that lifeline. And then he threw UConn a lifeline. So It was a great, great relationship for both. And if it's time to move on, you know, so be it. I think he's given Connecticut what they hoped for when they hired him.
And it's one of my other hot takes is it's a perfect time to leave UConn. You got a quarterback who's been in college for 6 or 7 years who's done a great job, but he's gone. You have a receiver who might play in the NFL. And, you know, they're going to have to totally rebuild this team. So now is a pretty good time. But so that leads to the next question is, we feel, I mean, again, these are all hot takes. It's going to be hard to find a person at that price tag as good as Jim Mora. So where does the program go? I mean, this is a devastating blow.
Well, you know, I think we saw this 12, 15 years ago when Randy Edsall left. And they made the wrong decision.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Then, you know, they hired a retread coach in Paul Pasqualoni, and he wasn't up to the challenge that of coaching at UConn, especially as the Big East fell apart.
Right.
And then, you know, and very often, you know, that a lot of the times you hire a coach and it's the ideal profile, right? I mean, if you told me that UConn could hire the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame, who is the assistant coach of the year in the country, I would say, my God, what a great hire. It turned out to be Bob Diaco.
Right.
So, you've got to hire the person and not the resume. And I think that's when I look at UConn. I think if they gave the job to the offensive coordinator, Gordon Samis, who I think has done a tremendous, you've talked about the quarterback and the receivers, you know, I would say lean into that reputation for being a place that quarterbacks can come and get better. Receivers can come and get showcased. Lean into that. Lean in, or a guy that can build an offensive line and protect the quarterback. Lean into that reputation by making so if they gave the job to the offensive coordinator, I don't think anybody could second guess that. Even if it doesn't work out, you know, you make another move later. But that's where I would go. I would try to keep as much of this staff intact as you can, because Jim Mora, as among the many things he's done well, is bringing a lot of young coaches and kind of mentor them. So I think that the staff could function without him.
Well, I think that is a really good point, because I was going to say that if there's a way to keep the system that they have set up going, that would probably be a good thing. And you also need people who know how to do it today, between NIL and going to bigger schools and getting talented, frustrated players who want to play. And there's a formula here to beat these mid-level teams and get 6 wins every year. There really is a template, in my opinion. And then if you can go out and beat the Dukes and the BCs, then that's just gravy, right? I mean, I think that a competent coaching staff can win 6 games, because you can get the right kind of kid in the right kind of context. So the hire is huge. I don't know what that looks like, but I don't know the OC at all, so I'm not 100% sure, you know, about that, but that makes a lot of sense. You know, we're talking with Don Mamore from the Hartford Current here on Brian and Company about Jim Mora reportedly going to Colorado State. And, you know, David Benedict, you know, I wonder, I mean, people thought maybe he'd have moved on by now. I mean, is this the kind of like thing, frustrating development, when he's put so much into this? Does he start to look, or is he staying?
Well, I think if he's going to look, he's going to look. I don't think it has anything to do with this. Whenever we've had conversations about this in the past, including when Mora was hired, you know, his take is always, if a coach leaves after 3 or 4 years, it means he will have been very successful, and we'll all sign for that, right? I mean, think about it. If Dan Hurley went to the Lakers, you know, he came to UConn, stayed 6 years, won 2 national championships. What more could you ask?
Right.
So I think in this case, I think if you told David 4 years ago that Mora was going to come in and do what he's done and then leave, David would have said, okay, fine, we'll figure it out from there. So I think that's where he's coming from, is that they'll figure it out from here.
Well, it looks like you got a good topic to write today. So you got some material for your editorial meeting. Dom, you know, it's short notice, and we always appreciate the time, and you were out front of this one for sure. Thank you, bud.
Great. Hey, well, thank you. Thank you, Brian, and have a great holiday.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. Dom Mamore, go to current.com. 10 days ago, he wrote about this very possibility of Jim Mora getting poached by a more prominent football school, Colorado State. It's not Alabama, but football is number one, and he's going to probably double his salary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.